T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
4 o'clock hour on Hochman and Crowder. I'll start with the stock market report that's sponsored by Miami Lakes Auto Mall. Start the new year in a new ride with no payments for 90 days. Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.com. Dow Jones down 96 points, but the S&P 500 up 8.5 points, and the NASDAQ was up 59 points. So mixed day on Wall Street. Josh Appel is still with us, and I want to finish up talking Marlins with him, but I do want to talk some Panthers with him. We'll do some cat talk here as well. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius, essential energy drinks, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. Panthers back in action tonight. They host Buffalo at the Amerant Bank Arena. They'll host Montreal on Thursday. And then after that Canadiens game, they'll go on the road for 3 games, Detroit, New York, and New Jersey. Tonight's Panthers game you can hear on AM 790. You'll have a Heat game here on 560 WQAM. Before we get to 15 minutes of Heat and headlines and all that hoo-ha, by the way, for the Heat tonight, Ira Winderman tweeted out during the commercial break that Terry Rozier will be back tonight and Tyler Hero remains out. So adjust your parlays accordingly.
They have enough.
So they have enough. I, the Heat. So Josh Appel is with us, Marlins public address announcer. Someone texted in the last segment about Sixto Sanchez, and I do believe that's someone who just listens to the show who wanted to jog my memory of about Sixto Sanchez, because after I said we're going to play that song, someone texted in LMAO yes with a whole bunch of S's. So without further ado, this is the song. How long was the Sixto Sanchez mania? A month? 2 months?
It was just that season when it came up, so maybe like 2 months.
2 months. And it really was. Like, you felt like there was a Dontrell thing working there where, you know, when he pitched, like, it was must-watch.
Phenomenal. And it was like, yeah, all right, we got this guy for the next, like, 5-10 years, like the Real Muto trade. We did it.
So, Solana piggybacking on the excitement of Sixto Sanchez went into the lab. It's not bad at the beginning, but you'll notice when it takes a turn, he created this gem.
I can't wait.
You're going to make me play this, huh?
Right now.
It's your boy Solana.
Hockey crowd there.
So nasty.
Oye, Billy.
Pa Miami.
Hola, ¿qué tal? This is a Marlins PSA. Sixto Sanchez has arrived, and Mattingly has his ace. Oye, noche de Sixto. The Fish are gonna win, and there's no doubt. Oye, noche de Sixto. Batters get ready to strike out. Oye, noche de Sixto. We haven't even seen his best stuff. Oye, noche de Sixto. Te juro que this kid is for real.
It's time for you to realize this is a different era. Marlins baseball, Jeter uses billetera. Sixto's like a prospect, straight out of novela. Might even love him more than Miguel Cabrera. Don't make him walk a batter, please. Let Sixto pitch. His stuff is straight filth. El combina su curva con el fastball de Pedro. Pedro dijo que Sixto es mejor.
Oh, noche de Sixto. The Fish are gonna win and there's no doubt. Oh, noche de Sixto. Batters get ready to strike out. Oh, noche de Sixto. We haven't even seen his best stuff. Oye, noche de Sixto. Te juro que this kid is for real.
Hey.
There's more?
No, but I don't think Solana has the guts to come back to the microphone or the screen. Solana, come back. He left the studio.
Why isn't he proud of that?
Is that not the most cringeworthy thing you've ever heard?
He's hiding under the desk.
Cringy, but great.
Cringy, but great. And by great, terrible.
Here's a couple things, though, that I will say. Wow. I shouldn't sing, and I am not a reggaetonero. I have no J Balvin in me. I'll admit, there are a couple bars in there. There really are. I don't deliver them well, but there are a couple bars in there.
Like, he throws straight filth.
Yeah, so I'm not, you know, Jay-Z.
Wow. It's everything I remembered and more.
That was beautiful.
Wow. Wow. It's really hard to it's hard to put that out.
The best part is that I remember making it, and in the original song, like, there's background vocals. But these are rappers and singers. And I'm literally in the studio recording. And if you listen
bringing
closely,
that straight filth,
you can hear me mixing my
Wow. Wow. It's rough.
I can't stop
man.
Smiling.
That is rough. Oh my God. Yeah, someone texted in. Solana got bars.
There are some bars. There really are. There are some bars.
No, there's not. No, there's not.
There are, though. There are.
Somebody says, that makes me respect Marcos a lot more.
Yep. I wish Marcos was around. I wish Marcos was around when I was making that.
That was straight filth. I mean, actual filth. All right. You want to do headlines? Let's do headlines. Josh Bell sitting in with us. Let's do headlines for the 4 o'clock hour.
Jeter used his billetera. That's a bar right there. That's a bar.
I'll give you that. I'll give you that.
Let Sixto pitch, because they don't even let Yuri pitch. I mean, let him pitch.
I think there was a line in there, something like Don Mattingly says, ¿qué tal?
Yeah, the Mattingly line was.
And then Pedro dijo que Sixto es mejor, because Pedro Martinez, during Sixto Mania, went on MLB Network, I remember it, and said, this kid is better than I was at this age. I mean, that's a bar. That's a bar right there, Hawk. Give me that one. That's a bar.
There's nothing in there that's a bar. I can't give you anything.
I don't think you understand
some
Spanish.
Of the text.
That's the problem.
Here's some of the text. Oh, Solana, I am so sorry. Solana tried to pull a Tobin jam, but he absolutely missed.
It's accurate.
I laughed so hard I choked. Can you guys please ensure that the original segment is in the best of sheet? Thank you. No way there is more when we were waiting there.
I mean, that should be Sixto's pitching song. If and when he returns to the majors, he should come out of the bullpen or to the mound from the dugout to that song.
I love that guy so much. And after I put out this song, I mean, I've never been happier about the downfall of an athlete.
Solana's got like a voodoo doll of Sixto Sanchez. He does not want any straight filth coming from that guy this season.
I'm starting to think that it wasn't a coincidence that that file didn't make it from the other studio to the new one.
It was not a coincidence. Solana thought he put that long behind him. All right, let's get headlines here with the voice behind Noche de Sixto, Alejandro Bars Solana.
God, I hope Jax isn't listening.
Did you sing that in Italy right before you proposed? Is that was that the?
All right, that's cute. That's cute. This sports update, it's driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store, Palmetto Ford? We know trucks. If you missed what happened in the Marlins spring training update here, or in the Marlins spring training game, rather, here is Hawk giving us an update in the middle of the show.
Ooh, Marlins are losing 7-1, by the way, top of the seventh.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks for that spring training update, Hawk.
And it is final now.
Here's Darko Rajakovic on my Sixto song.
It's a complete crap.
Funny.
So the Miami Heat really was a fantastic victory yesterday over the Sacramento Kings. Sacramento had won 3 straight, one of the hottest teams in the league, and Miami has now won 4 straight, ties their second longest streak of straight wins in the season. Remember, they had won 7 straight earlier in the season. They can make it 5 straight tonight. They've won 8 of their last 10 at the Blazers, second night of a back-to-back, game 3 of this 4-game homestand. And as Hawk mentioned, Terry Rozier available tonight, no Tyler Hero, Jay Rich, Orlando Robinson, Drew Smith. They've all been ruled out for the game tonight.
Yeah, Ira Winderman and the Sun Sentinel, Jimmy Butler, and Jovic returned tonight. So out officially, Tyler Hero, Josh Richardson, Orlando Robinson, Cole Swider, Jamal Cain, Drew Smith, Thomas Bryant. I forgot he was suspended for 3 games.
Yeah, TB suspended 3 games, and then Swider and Cain were shipped off to Sioux Falls in the G League.
All right.
Swider got in yesterday. Alondis Williams and Swider got in for like 3 minutes a piece yesterday. Very random.
You thought they might get in when Sacramento was resting their starters in the fourth quarter. That's right. How we thought the game was going to play out. It did not.
The Panthers do host the Sabres tonight, as Hawk mentioned, 7 p.m. start time today.
Let me ask you, Appel, just speaking of the Panthers, Josh Appel, not only the Marlins public address announcer, but a lifelong Panthers fan. I'm amazed. I was saying to Crowder, this Anthony Stolarz, and again, Bobrovsky's having a great season. This Anthony Stolarz, every time he's in net, he is just like magical to watch, right?
Yeah, and everybody at the beginning of the season was wondering, oh, is it the right move to put Spencer Knight in the AHL and have Stolarz be the backup? And that decision from Bill Zito and the coaching staff to, you know, have Stolarz as the 2 behind Bobrovsky has really paid off. He's probably been one of the top 3 or 4 backup goalies in the league this year. Like, I don't think this team loses any confidence when Stolarz is playing and Bob gets a rest. And it actually gives Maurice a little more flexibility because Stolarz has been so good that he doesn't have to have Bob play 4, 5, 6 games in a row. Like, they can give Bob a breather, and that's huge, especially heading down the stretch into the playoffs.
I'm actually excited when I see that Stolarz is in net. No joke.
He's
that's
huge.
How good he's been.
He's physically huge.
Oh, is he?
Picked up a lot of space, yeah. Yeah.
How good are they playing right now? Like, is there a flaw in their game?
If there was a quote-unquote flaw, it maybe would be, like, depth scoring and scoring at 5-on-5. But they are so good defensively that it more than makes up for that. And, like, obviously they won the President's Trophy 2 seasons ago. Last season they went on the run to the Cup, like that. I view that team as like what they were from January through June. This team has like all the best parts of both those teams, in my opinion. They don't score as much as the President's Trophy team, but they defend way better. And it's certainly a more sustainable style than what they were playing the year they finished with the most points in the NHL, because they were scoring at will, but there were games they were falling behind 6-2 or 4-1 and having to come back. Like, that doesn't happen with this team. Like,
is that why Stolarz and Bobrovsky look so good? Because the defense is so good?
The defense has been playing so well in front of them. And it's not just that group of six back there, but the forwards have been super responsible. Like, for all of the accolades that Sam Reinhart has gotten, or all the praise that Reinhart has gotten for how great of an offensive season he's having, like, he is one of the most complete players in the league because of how good he is defensively. Paul Maurice has spoken extensively just about Sam Reinhart's hockey mind and how well he understands everything. And then you pair him up with Alexander Barkov, like, good luck against those two forwards and against this defensive core. They are so much, like, not a lot happens in their games because it's so low event, because they just clog everything up. It took a while for people to buy into Paul Ball, but I think we're finally starting to see since January.
You've had it on the graphic, on the video graphic. Every time you've joined us for a year and a half now, you have Paul Ball lifer, but it really has come to fruition. Like, everything that we were told about him and the notion that people have to buy in, and once you see it, you'll understand it. Like, you can't argue it now. Like, you're seeing it.
They are the best forechecking team in the NHL. They are one of the most physical teams in the league. They'll get under your skin. They'll get on your nerves. They want to cause scrums after every whistle. Like, if I was not a fan of this team, as I told George Richards on the show last week, if I was not a fan of this team, I would absolutely hate their guts. They are great, and they are annoying, and that's an awesome combo when you get to root for that team.
When you get to root for them.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
I'm looking forward to the playoff run, man. I really am. Like, I don't know if they'll get back to the Stanley Cup Finals.
Well, would you rather go in, though, as the President's Trophy champions, or would you rather go in the way they did last season? Like, didn't they peter out real quickly? Was it one series they won that season?
No, they won in six games against Washington. Didn't look all that great against
they were down. They were down 2-0, remember? In that series against Washington, I believe. Because I remember
it was 1-1.
Oh, was it? Because I remember going to game three thinking, like, the Panthers got to win.
And they were down in that game three.
2-0, 3-0, and they came back. They scored, like, 5 straight goals.
I think that was game 5 of that. They fell down 3-0 and then went to – I'm just telling you, they went to Washington after that.
We thought Chris Volstead was still on the Marlins rotation, so, I mean.
No, but look, it was a series that, because of what Washington was doing against the style of play that the Panthers played, it just kind of – muddied everything up, and the Panthers weren't great at that style. And that's kind of why, when we saw them run into a different level of that against the Lightning in the second round, why Bill Zito kind of just revamped everything and brought Paul Maurice in instead of keeping Andrew Burnett.
They won't be that team, though, Hawk, that they were last season. Like, they've just been too good and too consistent in the regular season, but they can be somewhere in between, right? Where maybe they're not as hot going into the postseason as they were last year when they had that miraculous run to get in, but they're also not the President's Trophy winners. Doesn't matter. Like, they've shown that they could play with anybody on the ice, which I think is the most
important
part.
They very
well
could be the President's Trophy winners.
Yeah,
they are within striking distance of it. But I just think they are so consistent with everything they do that, like, if they win the President's Trophy, awesome. Raise another banner and then go win a cup. Like, this style of play is – I know they've beaten the playoff-style hockey into the ground since Maurice got here, but, like, that is what they are. That is what they embody. And it's so hard to win the Stanley Cup, but, I mean, this team has as good of a chance as anybody to make another run there this year.
Just give me Boston again at some point in the postseason. Ah. Come on, give me Boston again. That David Pastrami. Come on, give me Boston.
The only negative would be, apparently, while we were on vacation, Appel brought an announcer on from Boston and kept him on the air for like an hour and a half.
What?
And
that's
people
not
were
what
DMing
happened.
Me like, what is going on with your show?
What?
That's not what happened.
Yeah.
That's not what happened. I have a close friend of mine is one of the play-by-play voices for the Boston Celtics. Oh. And I brought him on for one segment, and it was a great interview. I'm sorry,
Jimmy,
that
Jimmy,
I'm sorry
did
that
he have him on?
In South Florida. Yes, of course.
Jimmy, did he have him on for over an hour?
Not for an hour, but he had him on for
pretty
a long
close.
Time. I would say pretty
long
close.
Time.
Long time.
He's the play-by-play guy for the Celtics.
Brother, if
well,
people
in fairness, we bring on Cornbread Maxwell, who's the broadcaster for the Celtics.
Hawk, he's a Celtics legend, though. I mean, and we don't even bring him on to talk basketball. We bring him on for the blacklist. Totally different.
Drew also works for ESPN, hosted SportsCenter that morning. Like, listen, if people in this market can't handle their beliefs being challenged about the Miami Heat, like, get over yourself, okay? Oh, I listened back to it. It was fine. Don't be so thin-skinned, please.
Oh. Yeah,
true
it was
or
good
false,
interview.
You had him on for longer than a typical SportsCenter newscast, which is an hour.
No, it was shorter than that.
I'd rather replay Noche de Sixto 30 times in an hour than listen to a Boston Celtics reporter.
Not a reporter.
Give you the Boston side of things.
No.
For an hour.
I wanted an outside perspective on the Heat.
No, you don't need
one.
Here, I'll give you an outside perspective on the Celtics. Oh, they're great in the regular season again? Great. Have fun losing in the Eastern Conference Finals again. Oh, maybe make it to the NBA Finals. Have fun losing in the finals again to the West Coast because Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown are bums and they can't win in the big moments. There's your Boston Celtics analysis.
Don't worry. I went with the left-handed dribbling for Jaylen Brown. Don't worry. We've covered that.
And then, you know, they love talking about, oh, well, Kristaps Porzingis and Jrue Holiday. Okay, Jrue Holiday, the guy that literally was eviscerated by Jimmy Butler last year in the playoffs. And Kristaps Porzingis, the guy that we know won't be healthy throughout the entirety of the playoffs. I can't wait. The demise of the Celtics in the playoffs is going to be so much fun.
And the Bruins. Let's not forget the Bruins as well and Pasternak.
Pasternak. Well, who the hell is that?
It's going to be so satisfying. It's going to be so satisfying bringing it back on and talk more like this when they ultimately lose in the playoffs again.
That game five in game six maybe at Amerant Bank Arena last year where the Panthers are on the cusp of elimination. And that entire building was like 65% Bruins fans. And the Panthers came back and won that game. That was one of the best atmospheres I've ever been in sports, ever. Because the Bruins fans were like, okay, cute little game five win. We got you in six, right? Like no worries. We'll get – and then they go
I remember
up.
Correctly, Panthers superfan Josh Appel was not there for that game.
Hmm. I was not. My wife was. Yeah. I was not there.
Yeah.
I think it was working. I don't know where I was.
It's all right.
I made a Marlins game.
I missed your
Yeah, it was a Marlins game.
So
yeah.
It's all right.
Yeah, I know you did. Don't worry.
Your weather from your Desmond Dover law firm? I don't know. I don't have a date yet. And Joe Zagacki
says. I'll have something that day.
I'm a bum.
I was going to ask you this. Is Appel going to make the invite list for your wedding? Because you were on the invite list for his wedding.
Right.
And famously, if people listen to this show, you RSVP'd that you were going. Mm-hmm. You cost him two entrees because you were going with your then girlfriend. And then a day before his wedding,
not what happened.
You called and canceled and thought that was appropriate.
Not what
I was
happened.
About to walk down the aisle and I checked my phone that Solana. He texted me while I was going to walk down
the
aisle.
It was pretty damn close. It was pretty damn close to the moment you were walking down the aisle.
It was literally a full week before I called him and let him know that I couldn't get anybody to fill in for me on a Heat game. And I was terribly sorry. Sent him a gift, and I was terribly sorry. I was gutted, and I wanted to be there, but I couldn't get anybody to fill in for me on the
Mike
Heat
White, Dolphins quarterback, was part of his wedding party, did all the rehearsal stuff, made it to the thing. You couldn't find a single fill-in for one Heat game.
You told him that
you were coming. For months, he thought you were coming.
My heel was going down to break the glass when I got the buzz of my pocket from the phone that Solana wasn't coming. I had to stop the wedding ceremony.
Will you invite Josh and his wife to your wedding?
Full disclosure, I don't know if we're going to have a wedding, a typical wedding. I don't know. I always assumed I'd be having a big wedding. You know, I just always assumed. And I would definitely invite Josh Appel. I mean, he'd be sitting table 19. There's no doubt about it. I mean, come on.
I mean, that's where you were. Would have been.
That's fair.
But what? You guys are discussing not having a typical wedding?
Apparently, my fiance is of the idea that, you know, there's no reason to waste money on a wedding. Let's just go on vacation.
You know what? Do it at Disney World. I will absolutely come to that. Do it. I'm begging you. I will pay for it if you guys get married at Epcot. I will pay for your wedding if it's just you, Valentina, me and Lori, Eduardo and Deborah, Valentina's parents, and Crowder and Asia.
Sounds miserable. What?
I will literally go 10K deep just for you to have a miserable wedding. What does that say about me? Oh, Jimmy, you too. You can come, Jimmy.
Oh, thanks.
Jimmy, your plus one can be tree.
Jimmy, actually, you're the DJ. I want you selecting all the music.
I'd be good at that. I can't believe I complimented him. I take it back.
All right, guys, that's your weather.
All right, very good. You want to stick with us for one more segment, Appel, or you got to get out of here?
Yeah, sure.
All right, Appel, stick around for another segment. You know how much I love Gulfstream Park? By the way, we're doing the show Friday from Gulfstream Park, the Carousel Club. Crowder will be here, me and Crowder live Gulfstream Park this Friday. I love Gulfstream, little horse racing, casino gambling, great restaurants and entertainment, live racing at Gulfstream Park Wednesdays through Sundays. Post time is 12:50. They're simulcast every day. You can watch the action-packed thoroughbred racing with world-class horses, jockeys, and trainers. You can watch it trackside. You can watch it from the Carousel Club. You could dine in 10 Palms and have the elevated track views. Gulfstream Park Casino and Racing, they offer the hottest slots, great electronic table games. You get the excitement of casino gaming and the thrill of thoroughbred racing in one electrifying destination. So we'll do the show at Gulfstream on Friday. Saturday is the G2 Fountain of Youth. And Saturday is also the next taste of the track, tacos and tequila. So you can enjoy some tacos and tequila while watching the G2 Fountain of Youth. That's a really fun day at the track. If you want more info or you want to get tickets for it, just go to GulfstreamPark.com.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Can you yodel?
No, I'm Black Hawk.
Hawk and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Let's celebrate the Heat a little bit, because we did get a little sidetracked with the Sixto Sanchez song at the top of the hour and some Panthers talk and all the hoo-ha. 15 minutes of Heat Appel is brought to you by Kendall Dodge Chrysler JeepRam.com. Start the new year in a new ride with no payments for 90 days. Kendall Dodge Chrysler JeepRam.com. By the way, we're giving away Heat tickets every day this week. We haven't done it yet today. We can give them away at the end of this segment if you remind me, Jimmy. You can put that on your reminder note. Thank you for the thumbs up. Appreciate that. That helps on the radio.
I'll remind you.
or the 5 o'clock hour, whenever. But we've got Heat tickets every day this week. This was funny. We've celebrated the Heat win last night. I read at the beginning of the show at 2 o'clock a question from the Ask Ira column where the guy was saying that's the best win of the season. Now, I don't know if I go that far because there have been some, if you go through the schedule, there's some wins where you go, that was unbelievable. But Solana, it's probably a top five win just for what they were up against, what had happened Friday night, and who they were putting out there against a good Sacramento team. So it was a great win, no doubt.
It's definitely top five win of the season. I don't know if it was the best all-around win of the season because you can even look at the first Sacramento win, the start of this 8 of 10 that they won, and you saw Jimmy Butler, Tyler Hero, Bam Adebayo all out on the floor, Terry Rozier also, and point to that and say, hey, they were whole, and they managed to get out of a seven-game losing skid and actually look good together on the floor. But as far as entertaining victories, unexpected victories, and just badass victories, right? To do it with that many guys missing and to do it the way Eric Spoelstra says, which is we have enough, like we'll be fine. I think it was one of the best victories of the season.
Solana, what were you thinking when the Kings went on that 20-4 run or 20-6 run, wherever it was? Like, that just felt like, all right, like, they gave it a good go
for
us.
This was inevitable at the end. This was going to happen.
Yeah, and you're thinking, all right, without Jimmy Butler, like, this is the time when he'd slow the game down, he'd go isolation, he'd get you some relief points, and you'd be okay. Bam Adebayo starts fumbling the ball, you have turnovers, they hit three consecutive triples, and you're like, oh no, this is where it ends. And then there's still 3 minutes and 41 seconds left, and you're only up two. So there's still a lot of time in that game left, but they responded, and it wasn't just Bam who came up with big buckets. It wasn't like the Kings went ice cold. Miami consistently down the final 3 minutes of that game got big buckets, big shots from Jaime and from Bam, and big defensive stops on the other end as well.
How big was DeLon Wright last night too? Like, what a fit he's already looking
crazy,
like here.
Crazy.
And Solana, I remember talking to you during the summer around the Lillard stuff and just even the beginning of the season when they got off to the slow start, we were still saying how deep this team was. So the whole we have enough, like, yeah, it's surprising to go on the road to Sacramento, West Coast, and get a win like that with who they were missing. But, A, the depth that we thought they had plus DeLon Wright, like, I've really proven that that is true. And number two, there's always this talk at the beginning of the year that Jimmy's, like, not interested in what's happening. And maybe there's some truth to that. But it really feels like right now is when they're starting to come together, like, all like that. I love that.
He had depth going into the season, not to play the other side, but, like, who thought that they had lost Gabe Vincent and Max Strus, who were two big pieces? We didn't know anything about Jaime Jaquez Jr. Like, who thought they had depth? This was a complete surprise to me.
I just remember talking about it with Solana, and he was like, just top to maybe not, it's not like high end players, but like guys who are capable of playing a lot of minutes in the NBA. Like, they have a lot of those guys.
It's funny how that works, though, right? Last year, oh, look what they're doing. Undrafted players. Look what they're doing. Undrafted players. Almost a shot at Max Strus, Gabe Vincent. And then you lose them, and the narrative on the outside and even within Miami was, well, look at what they lost. I mean, they lost Max Strus and Gabe Vincent. So it's kind of like the double-edged sword, which is, well, what is it? Is it that you lost undrafted guys, or is it that you lost really solid role players? But no, Hawk's right. The only person that really had the balls to say, hey, we're deeper than we were last year, was Coach Spo. And he said that second day of training camp, and everybody in Miami was like,
we goofed on him.
Yeah, laughing at him. Everybody laughing at him. But I don't think anybody could have envisioned Jaime Jaquez Jr. being this good and this consistent as a rookie. And even, you know, Nikola Jovic, I know he hasn't played that much, but in the stretches that we've seen, he's been solid. Like, you understand why they don't want to trade him, why they feel like they have to keep him around. Now you add DeLon Wright to the mix, what you saw yesterday. Maybe it's a one-off, Hawk. Maybe it is. But
it is a one-off. I mean, come on.
Okay. I mean, you laughed yesterday when I said DeLon Wright will have a big impact tonight. And look at what he did. I mean, played 39 minutes. He had 13 points, got to the free throw line six times, and he was outstanding on the defensive end.
I would just like to say, you said, hey, maybe we'll see a game from DeLon Wright. You said tongue in cheek. You did not say the way that you just claimed it. DeLon Wright will have a big game for the Heat. You did not see that coming. You said might be a possibility based on need because they don't have enough players. Hmm. Based on need, you might see him out there.
I'm pretty sure my analysis yesterday was that DeLon Wright would be a vital part of the Miami Heat winning this game.
I think it was DeLon Wright could potentially be a vital part, which gave you a lot of leeway if he wasn't a part. But he was.
But he was. Yeah, exactly.
No doubt. Listen to this, Appel. This is Jason Jackson during the game on 560 WQAM. He's allowing the audio to play of the Sacramento Kings. Now, you know this happens with the Heat on the road all the time. The Let's Go Heat chants start, and this is something I don't think this happens with other teams. I think a lot of times we get myopic when it comes to the Heat, and we think, well, this is, you know, unique to us, and it's not. This, I happen to think, is fairly unique to the Miami Heat, but they go on the road, and it's like Rocky and Drago in Russia. The crowd starts to chant, Let's Go Heat.
Heat up 9 with under 30 seconds to go. All right, I talked through the Heat chant last time. Here they go.
It's audible. You can hear it. And Mike Bibby, who's a Heat legend in his own right, Mike Bibby is on the Sacramento Kings postgame show. Also a Kings legend. But, I mean, really, everyone remembers him more with his time for the Miami Heat. Mike Bibby, on the post game last night, he had enough. He didn't like that at all.
I want to harp on this first, Kyle. I don't like the Let's Go Heat chants that are going around in the arena. These guys are trying to make a push. The best fans in the NBA can't be – our team can't be hearing that. But going back to what you said.
You know why you can't be hearing it? Hey, play better. How about you shut down DeLon Wright and maybe you won't hear Let's Go Heat chants?
You can't call a fan base the best. I know it's the thing that you do with every team, but you can't say that you're the best fans in the league when your arena is being taken over by a team that's 8 million miles away.
Fair point. But I think we can all agree Mike Bibby is a Heat legend. Everyone in agreement on that?
So I have some stats that may change your opinion on that statement, Hawk.
All right.
So Mike Bibby.
This was during the Big Three era, right?
First year of LeBron, yeah. Wade, and Bosh Big Three era. Carlos Arroyo was your starting point guard for the majority of the season. Mario Chalmers came
off
the bench.
You got excited when they acquired Mike Bibby.
Mike Bibby is added off the waiver wire. He was immediately inserted as a starting point guard of that team throughout the playoff run. Here is Mike Bibby's stat line in the 2010-2011 NBA Finals. Heat legend, according to Mark Hochman, Mike Bibby. 3.8 points per game, 1.4 rebounds, and 1.4 steals in 5 games in the NBA Finals.
I had that parlay. I remember it.
You're lying if you didn't give Mike Bibby a standing ovation from your living room when he checked in for the first time. Lying.
I'm not kidding. I am not kidding you. From the Big Three era, that was one of the most exciting moments in the Big Three era. Am I lying? Like we didn't know what was going on. It's still in that first seat. You know what I mean? When you think about it, Mike Bibby checking in was one of the most exciting moments that the Heat had in 10 years when that happened. Crazy to think because it's such a, so how many games was he with the Heat total?
Ooh,
30?
It couldn't have been that many. Excluding the playoffs, probably less, around 25, 26.
No. I was including the playoffs.
Yeah, 30, 35, somewhere around that number.
Everyone remembers where they were when Mike Bibby joined the team.
But you know what's funny about that, Hawk, is, you know, remember, you had Eric Dampier on that roster. You had Big Z on that roster. Juwan Howard
Big Z
on that roster.
Eric Dampier was on that roster?
Yeah.
He was.
Yeah.
Eddie House was on that roster. And Jerry Stackhouse was signed as well.
That's
so
right.
The
Jerry
Heat,
Stackhouse. We were putting together a who's who or like a who of NBA talent, but it didn't matter. And because we had Wade, Bosh, LeBron.
The idea was Oh, we love Mike, like NBA legend. Add him to the roster. Another guy will get a ring for as well.
Right. It was like, it was honestly, it was like a mass email was sent out. Hey, who wants a ring? The first five respondents get a ring. Eric Dampier's like, oh, okay. I'll take a ring. Mike Bibby. Yeah, I'll take a ring. Jerry Stackhouse. Yeah, count me in. I'll take a ring.
And then LeBron screwed them all because he couldn't go at J.J. Barea.
Well, yeah, I was about to say the only reason why Mike Bibby isn't despised by Heat fans more after his finals appearance is because LeBron James was too afraid to back down J.J. Barea and averaged 4 points per game in the fourth quarter
of that NBA
finals.
I feel like the J.J. Barea thing is close to the Jimmy Enterman's thing because it's Barea. Everybody says Barea.
Who said Barea?
Nobody. He did.
I didn't. J.J.
Barea. Solana just said J.J. Barea.
No, J.J. Barea.
No, but you said Barea, just like Jimmy said Entenmann's. You ever had Entenmann's, Appel?
Nope.
Entenmann's?
I don't know what that is.
Donuts? Cookies?
Oh, yeah, like the powdered donuts, like the chocolate one.
Sure.
Yeah.
Entenmann's.
Yeah.
How come you seem afraid to say it?
Me?
Yeah.
I've only isn't there an H?
Yeah, Hentemans.
Okay, it just sounded like you were saying an E with a silent H.
No, it's Hentemans.
Yeah, Hentemans, of course.
Yeah, you had the Hentemans donuts.
Gronuts. Yeah.
Yeah.
Great donuts.
There's no H in Hentemans. What you're talking about, Josh Appel, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for sticking around.
You're welcome. Thank you.
H we're talking about.
There's not an H in the brand. Are you kidding me?
No, there's not an H in Entenmann's.
There's a screenwriter named Mark Henteman.
Yeah, nobody cares. Between you and Jimmy, it'd be Henterman's. I don't even know what that is. All right, 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour is coming up.
It is Entenmann's. I've confirmed.
Yeah, I know it's Entenmann's.
I don't think you did.
Thank you, Appel. Marlins public address announcer, Josh Appel. 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha Happy Hour is coming up. Oh, let me give away the Heat tickets. What caller number do you want to take? What number was J.J. Barea?
14, I think, right?
Was he 14? I have no idea.
How would you know that? No, he was 11 with or 5 with the Dallas Mavericks.
Well, which one?
Looks like he was both.
He was both.
I'm seeing pictures of him.
Yeah.
Well, how about during that? How about the NBA Finals? What number was he wearing then?
Hawk, you want me to look this up? Really? I mean, can't we just go with? Can't we just go with 15? Let's go with 15.
Hmm. And where did that come from?
Nowhere. It's just a nice solid number. It allows other people to get a chance who are not listening on the app, radio listeners on delay. I like 15.
What number is Sixto Sanchez, Appel?
45.
Oh, I'm so tempted. All right, we'll go with number...
It's 73, and we're not doing that, Jack. So go with anything else.
Well, is it 45 or 73?
It's 45. About? It used to be 73. Now it's 45. Huh. Anyway. By the way, it was Barea wore 11 in that finals run.
Let's make it 11, all right?
All right.
Are you 11. In on that, Henterman? Henterman. Caller 11... 305-567-0560 gets a pair of Heat tickets. Heat Wizards, March 10th at the Kaseya Center. If you don't win them today, you'll have another chance tomorrow. Heat Wizards, March 10th, Kaseya Center, caller 11, 305-567-0560. If you hear the phones ringing for a little bit, it's because Solana is going to tell you a little bit about Hollywood Kia, so we can't answer the phones just yet, so just call. And be patient and see if you're the winner. 305-567-0560. 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha Happy Hour is next.
Unfortunately, this is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Somebody says via text, I do a terrible fake phone ring. Bring!
Hawk and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com?
We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, oh, oh.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.